Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
Brady Shea, who has become one of the core members of the Carolina Hurricanes, joins us from Detroit. I trust it was a spirited, extra peppy practice today. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Adam. Yeah, it was. We felt good today at practice. Obviously, it's been not a great week or so, but the getting a win last night and, you know, the way that we won and the way that we played definitely felt good. So we're in good spirits.
When you're used to winning and playing to a certain level, what's it like to go through a stretch like the first four games of this road trip? And frankly, the Winnipeg game, that was, you guys played, I think you played better than Winnipeg, just didn't win. And certainly could have won the game at Calgary and could have won the game in Vancouver. So when you guys have established this as a bar, what you guys have done over the last 3 years, division championships each time, what's it like to go through what you just went through?
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, I think since I've been here, I don't know if we've ever run through a stretch like that. Like you said, we had chances to win those games, but I don't think we are playing, you know, the way that we have played in the past. And I think last night we definitely, it was more like it. And but yeah, I mean, I think that overall it was a tough stretch, and then, you know, winning last night was huge.
And the way Pyotr Kochetkov played last night, how much energy can be pulled from just looking at seeing what he's doing?
Yeah, I mean, a ton. I think, you know, we have confidence in all of our goalies. And I thought, you know, Cucci last night was phenomenal. He kept us in the game, made some huge saves, and played with that fire and that confidence that makes him so successful. And it was good to see. So we're happy for him, and hopefully just keep that going.
All right, take me to the bench on the penalty shot when Brady Tkachuk is coming in and Kochetkov does what he did. I laughed. I just absolutely laughed watching it from home. The diving poke check, everything that happened after that. Put me on the bench. What are you guys saying to each other?
Well, we're obviously really pumped up that they didn't score. I think the whole bench was obviously really excited, but I think Cucci, you know, he played it well. I think, you know, Tkachuk came in with a ton of speed, and you know, Cucci definitely caught him off guard and made a huge stop. So the bench was pumped. Like I said, Cucci plays with that fiery mentality, and you know, you saw that and the penalty shot. Then after the penalty shot, it was good. The guys were loving it.
What was better, he and Brady Tkachuk challenging each other, I guess, or Kochetkov going after Brad Marchand in the playoffs?
I don't know. They both should, you know, just show how competitive he is, and I don't know which one was better. I think they were both good.
Before I ask you a stupid question, not that some of these haven't already been stupid, Brady, I appreciate your time. Brady Shea joining us from Detroit. You mentioned, you know, the way you played last night. My read on it from, you know, from however many million miles away, was that it was an even hockey game. And it was a game that was decided really in the details, the little things, which are big things. Power play, penalty kill, goaltending, Stars doing what the Stars are supposed to do. Does that make the win that much better when it's because of those elements?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, last night, every night we'd take a win no matter what, and either way we could. But yeah, you know, it's usually comes down to, in these games is specialty teams, power play, penalty kill, and then and goaltending. That's usually the biggest thing. But, you know, I thought our 5-on-5 play was a lot better last night, too. I think we were just more on top of it. Our forecheck was better. Our D for defensemen, our gaps were better. And just overall, I thought our play was much stronger last night throughout the whole game. 5-on-5, shorthanded power play. It was all just a solid effort. And then having Cucci play like the way he did on top of that, it's a pretty good recipe for success.
There have been, and we know after the loss, I guess, in, was it Vancouver or Calgary, there was a players-only meeting. I forget which game it was, a players-only meeting. And when those things happen, people start talking about, well, there's dissension and whatnot. I'm sure there is dissension in other locker rooms, or maybe I don't even know if there is in this one or not. But it doesn't appear that there is any dissension within the group. What allows you guys to hold it together and stay connected as a group? If that is, I'm assuming that is the case. What is allowing that to happen here where it doesn't necessarily happen in other places?
Yeah. There's no, tension between anyone. But I think, I would say it starts with our leadership. I think that's the biggest thing, our captains, Jordo and all the assistants, and we have other leaders on the team, and just, we know how to play. We know what it takes to win. We know we have to do little things that, sometimes aren't as fun or flashy. And I think that the leadership is probably the biggest thing. And obviously, Roddy's included in that, too. Roddy's a huge part of our success and how we play. So I think our team's been really good in the past, and it still is now, about, handling adversity and not getting down on ourselves. And I think that's one of our big strengths, and that's how we've kind of looked at it. But to answer your question, I think the leadership is probably the biggest thing.
All right, now we're to the goofy stuff. I appreciate your time, Brady Shane. I don't want to waste it with asking you silly questions like about Christmas movies. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie, sir?
Favorite?
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Christmas movie. I'd say Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
Chevy Chase, my favorite.
Did you really have to say with Chevy Chase?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I probably didn't. No. Yeah, you're probably right. That's an absolute classic. I don't need to say that.
First of all, it's a good one. The last guest we had said Iron Man 3, and I still don't. I have no idea.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Is there one when somebody puts it on, you go, really?
Honestly, no. I think I honestly love all the Christmas movies. I mean, the ones that I've watched, I've loved them all. I think that around this time of the year, we usually at my house, me and my wife will throw one on at night. So I like them all. There's never really one that I've seen that I don't enjoy.
All right. Well, Christmas Vacation is a top quality choice. I'm glad you didn't say Die Hard. Die Hard's a great movie. I just don't look at it as a Christmas movie.
No.
But that's fine. Does Pesci have good taste in movies or no?
Yeah, he does. He does. We actually, Pesci didn't go, but we went and saw Napoleon on the road the other day, which is a new one that just came out. So our team likes to, if we have an off day, we'll go to a movie theater sometimes and then hang out. I think Pesh has a good taste, though.
All right. You don't have to say that. You're not contractually obligated. You guys are attached at the video hip at PNC Arena. Every time we see Pesci, it's the two of you together.
It is, yep. And that's usually how it goes, usually throughout the day. We're usually pretty close to each other.
Okay, well, that's a wonderful thing. I appreciate it, Brady. I appreciate your time. See you at the arena soon, I guess. You guys will be home at some point, I would imagine, before the holiday.
Yeah, we're excited to get back. We're excited to get home and play in front of our fans. It's going to be good.
All right, good luck against the Red Wings tomorrow evening. Thanks, man. Yeah.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Brady Shea here on the Adam Gold Show. So, like, Christmas vacation with Chevy Chase.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe there's another Christmas vacation I didn't know
about. It's like Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin.
You know, I've said
but there are other ones that don't have him.
So. I have never seen Home Alone.
See, that's just sad. That's my favorite. Someone asks me, that's my favorite. It's just a go-to.
Home Alone?
Yeah.
Yeah, never saw it.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.